I wanted to kind of jump right in and ask, you did a survey on women and investing. What did your survey find?
Well, we found that women lack the financial confidence to really be empowered investors. They might feel confident in many areas of their lives, but this is definitely a gap that can prevent women from reaching their long-term financial goals.
Right, with Americans typically living longer and women outliving men, can you explain a little bit about the importance of a good financial plan?
You know, it's so vitally important. $68 trillion is expected to pass through one generation to the next over the next 25 years. And women will be more and more stewards of that financial wealth. Women are outliving men statistically. We see higher divorce rates in women and men age 50 and up, which means they have more control of the purse going forward. And so this is so important that women seize the moment. We are typically held back by these more immediate financial concerns like paying for the kids' college or taking care of aging parents. But it's as critical to think long term as it is to think short term.
And it seems like there's an aspect of the story that has to do with financial literacy. So do you feel Americans in general are not very well informed about, say, basic financial planning?
I think there's a lot of barriers limiting people in general, both men and women, from investing. One is people tend, and women do this as much as men, they tend to want to wait for the perfect time to invest. And our position is there is no perfect time. The perfect time to start is now, because we know that it's really the length of the time invested that matters most, more than how much and when. So starting as soon as you can and taking small steps along the way is vitally important.
And where can people get more, you know, information as well?
Well, we have a website devoted to women and financial empowerment. They can go to www.edwardjones.com/women for more information and to get started.
Fantastic. Doctor, I appreciate that very much. Always good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.